Cori Bush on Independence Day, "Today is a great day to demand reparations." By Hannah Blow on July 5, 2023. Far-left Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, used Independence Day not to celebrate the ideals, risks, and sacrifices that led to the success of the Great American Experiment but to demand reparations now. July 4, the celebration of American independence and reminder of the revival of the very spirit of 1776, appeared to be a dismal day for the leftist congresswoman, who seemingly dismissed the risks taken by the founding fathers and, rather, used the opportunity to demand reparations. The Declaration of Independence was written by enslavers and didn't recognize black people as human. "Today is a great day to demand reparations now," Bush remarked. There was no mention of the content of the Declaration of the Independence itself in Bush's initial message, such as the foundational and self-evident truth that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Several social media users roasted Bush for her calloused view of Independence Day, noting the irony of her demand given that fact that she is a successful black woman representing her district in Congress. Bush's take should come to no surprise, as she has long claimed that Independence Day, considered to be one of the most important holidays to a majority of Americans, is only for white people. In 2021, Bush made that claim and added that black people still are not free. In May, Bush introduced legislation that would essentially create a federal reparations program, distributing $14 trillion to black Americans. The legislation asserts that the U.S. has a moral and legal obligation to provide reparations for the enslavement of Africans and its lasting harm on the lives of millions of black people. Related video, "This One's for You, Georgie." Fireworks explode over Washington Monument. Read more about the spirit of 1776 here.